past the hour of 8 o'clock, Monday morning, March 9th, and here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak, we are at 46 degrees, and we're going to have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics CEO, Ron Claver.
Good morning.
How are you, Mr. Claver?
I'm good, Aaron.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
We have Jamie Wurgis with us as well, Community Relations Director. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron.
What a beautiful morning.
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is so beautiful.
Just a gorgeous day.
Birds are singing. I left the coat in the car. Yay.
Life is good, isn't
Life
it?
Life is good.
I don't even know where we want to start. Jamie, I'm going to start with you. What do we want to cover this morning?
So this week is kind of a big week for MCMH, for Ron, for the entire organization,
for the community. Absolutely.
Yes. We said that at the exact same time. And so this is Ron's last official week as CEO.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to get him on the air this morning and really maybe just dive a little bit down memory lane and maybe look into the future a little bit too of MCMH and our community and whatnot. So, and how do you put all of that into a, 20-minute interview? I don't know, but I think we can do it.
That's a challenge, yeah.
A lifetime of successes, a lifetime of achievements, a lifetime of, service. And that's a lot.
Yeah.
But no pressure,
yeah.
Ron.
you are too kind.
No, but really, it's a big week. And it's an exciting week. It's a bittersweet week. But I think that Ron and Mike and the entire team we've been planning this for three, four years now, even longer. I mean, since Ron took CEO position, he's been planning this day, this moment. So we're ready. We're ready.
Mr. Claver, are you ready?
I am ready. Thank you, Aaron.
It is a pleasure to get to visit with you. From a personal standpoint, I want to say it has been a real pleasure to get to work with you over the last few years in particular, but for a long time we've known each other.
We've known each other, yeah. It's been really amazing. And you in this role here at the radio station, you and Jerry and the whole family have done such a great job and been such an instrumental part of MCMH and our success. That means a lot. So I want to say thank you to you as well.
So it's been a pleasure. I want you to take me back. I want to go back.
Yeah. Long time ago, right?
Yeah, so I kind of want to know, let's start with the story back in the 80s, right, Mr.
Yeah, Claver? Sure. So my wife, Kathy, and I moved to town in 1978. I started working for Oakview Construction Company in 1977, and the job was up in Harlan building a water treatment plant.
Yeah.
So that was my main focus when I worked at Oakview was water and wastewater treatment facilities, and I was pretty good at it, the great big plant south of Glenwood near PJ, that was a project that I did a long time ago. But as construction goes, you can't build everything in your own backyard, right?
Right. So,
as time went on and the company got bigger, it expanded a lot. So I was traveling from coast to coast, literally coast to coast, top to bottom of this great country, saw lots of things, but I was gone from my family a lot, and Sarah and Laura were little, and it just seemed like there had to be something different and better and closer to home, in other words.
Right, right.
So that transition was interesting because farming had always been an interest of mine because I grew up on a farm near Panama, Iowa, which is just outside of Harlan. And so looking into a farming venture was kind of the thing I thought, well, that's something I should do. And that's back when, family farming, especially dairy farming, still had a reasonable hope of financial survival.
Right.
And that didn't last long, unfortunately. But at the time, the bankers up there, I'll give credit to the bankers in Erling, Iowa at Farmers Bank and Trust, said, yeah, that sounds like a good venture. I put together a business plan, and they said, yeah, they would back that. And so, but I needed a temporary job to really make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital had an opening for a project manager to help build the brand new facility, which I thought was great timing. And I could do that, and it would get me from kind of point A to point B. So I interviewed with Alan Porin.
Yeah.
And Alan had me go through a rigorous interview with some hot shots from Des Moines. And Alan, if you're listening, you'll know that story. So anyway,
there's probably more there, I think.
That's a pretty long and deep story. But I got the job. And so, yay. That was really fun to help Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, all of the folks there, the board, the physicians, the staff, to build their brand new facility. And what a great thing for a community. It was
right.
just like, you know.
Right.
So immediately I'm immersed in hospital culture and business because mm-hmm. here we're taking something that's so important to a community and creating it brand new right there on the edge of town. A lot of your listeners will remember the old hospital, which
yeah.
was down on Highland Avenue
yeah.
Between Highland and Division, just south of the water tower. And then we moved in August of 1989 to this brand new facility out on the edge of town. So it was a great time. I learned so much about hospital business. I helped, you know, oversee the construction, but also helped acquire a couple of $1 million worth of medical equipment. Got to work with the doctors and the department heads and the board of trustees and the community. And I came out here to the radio station a lot.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
You know, he had Talk of the Town,
uh-huh.
the old original
yeah.
Talk of the Town on the radio.
Yeah.
And we would sit out here and talk about the new hospital. And I would do that at least once a month. On the radio. So this is from 87 through 89.
Oh, wow.
So on August 26, 1989, we moved 13 patients from the old hospital to the new hospital and opened up. So that hospital has been spinning and worrying and taking care of people ever since.
Ever since.
It never shuts down. It's 24/7, which is pretty cool. So I said goodbye and went to the dairy farm. And a couple of years later, Alan called me up out of the blue and said, "Hey, how'd you like a real job?"
And you had a couple of years then. You thought,
right?
Yeah,
you know, I was working my tail off 7 days a week on a dairy farm, and
yeah.
So a little bit of a joke in there. But he said, "Really, we could use your help building the medical office building." So that's how I came back then in 1992.
Okay.
And so that was a permanent position in 1992 to build the medical office building that still exists, and then also to get into the development of IT systems, systems.
So walk me through that transition from construction, which is kind of where you started in literally building the hospital.
Yes.
To where you are today as CEO.
Sure.
What's that path?
Yeah, that's an interesting transition, because when I came back, the first order of business was more construction, right? The
yeah.
medical office building.
Right.
But it quickly turned into technology. And so I started right away going back to school, getting myself some certifications, getting educated. And really in 1994, 5, 6, learned networking and got into really the creation of an IT department
yeah.
For the first time ever at MCMH. So I was the one and only IT person, right?
Wow.
The one computer guy. But back in those days, you know, we were just getting started. It
mm-hmm.
was all paper
mm-hmm.
and put in the first network. So through the, you know, mid to late 90s, then all of that was unfolding. Of course, then we get into Y2K.
I remember.
Right, Y2K,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, for those that are old enough to remember, we all thought computers were going to...
It's all going to restart. It's going to wipe the memory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was, they were all going to shut down. And it reminds me so much of this AI discussion now that, you know, computers are going to be the ruination of the world. And so Y2K was sort of that same
mm-hmm.
same thing. And of course, you know, people got busy, got to work, fixed the Y2K problem. And then, you know, we went on about our business. But the revolution of technology and healthcare was well underway by then. And so, you know, then we get into the 2000s, and the hospital transformed again into a critical access hospital. Here's an interesting statistic that some listeners might remember. The old hospital down on Highland was an 80-bed hospital, 80 or 82 or 4, something like that.
Right.
It was more than 80 beds, licensed. When the brand-new hospital opened in 1989, it was licensed for 40 beds. In 2004, we changed to what's known as a critical access hospital, which is a payment classification, and we reduced it down to 25 beds.
Wow.
So you can see the progression of, from inpatient to outpatient services.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the progression of healthcare, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the progression.
For a lot of reasons
that
go under that.
Yeah, so to answer your question more completely, I went back to school, got a bachelor's degree in IT, and then sometime later went back to school again, got a master's degree in healthcare administration. And it really goes back to when I was here in 1987-89, I learned how incredible healthcare people are.
Mm-hmm.
There is a certain calling to that vocation
yes.
of healthcare and people caring for each other and the professionalism that they bring and all of that. It just really hooked me. And so when Alan asked if I would come back, it was an easy yes. Of course, I was going broke dairy farming. So,
it made that decision a little easier.
In fairness to the dairy farm, it was a great experience. Sarah and Laura got to grow up on a farm, so to speak,
uh-huh.
and I got to try my hand at it. You know, there's something about being an entrepreneur and working hard and maybe coming up a little short, but you learn a lot, right? So
that's a big transition, not only for MCMH, but for your career professionally through the years as well. Is there one of those projects or one of those elements that really stands out to you that you look back on with great fondness?
That's a great question. The several big things stand out. The initiatives that sort of transformed healthcare. MCMH has tried hard to be innovative and to stay with or slightly ahead of the time so that we, in the spirit of Wayne Gretzky, skate to where the puck is going to be.
Yeah, right.
Right? Trying to figure out where the future is headed, really around outpatient. And so in 2004, 5, 6, we started planning a really big addition mm-hmm. and completely transformed MCMH from just an inpatient-focused hospital to really an outpatient-focused hospital. So the big addition that was started in 2008, 9, and we moved in 10. So a lot of your listeners might recall that it was the big addition on the east side of the campus. It's got the big curved building where the oncology department sits now, the brand new ER.
Yeah.
But what we did in that addition is we nearly doubled in size every outpatient-focused department. So, again, this transition from an inpatient world to an outpatient world.
Mm-hmm.
And really what outpatient means is you have an encounter with healthcare and then you go home at night.
Yeah, right. Right.
Inpatient is you spend the night, mm-hmm. maybe several nights. But outpatient is you come, you have your service, and then you go home. So, for example, today you can go home and get a brand new knee, go to the hospital, get a brand new knee, and go home at night.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy,
yeah,
isn't it? Yeah.
Who would have thunk? So the move to outpatient now, because I think currently we're at like 90%+ outpatient business.
Wow.
So that big addition in 2008, 9, and 10
mm-hmm.
Was a transformative one for MCMH, and we've been on that rocket ship ever since.
And you just continue to transform. Now, a couple of things, Mr. Claver, you have your employees that you've had it through, I want to say approaching 40 years, nearly 40 years of engagement within Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Clinic. So you've had a lot of really great employees and a lot of great folks that you've worked with, but also the community. I want you to first talk to me about the employees through the last 40 years.
Sure. The generational transformation of folks at MCMH has been really great to watch. So when I first came to MCMH in 1987, there was a kind of a new generation coming in. Alan was a young man. Rick was a very young man. Rick, if you're listening, you still had hair. But seriously, Rick and Alan were young leaders, and there were several other young leaders. We had several young physicians, Drs. Piller, Quinn, and Reagan were just fresh out of the box, so yeah, to speak. And Dr. Arthur Holt was a young man. So it was kind of a transformational time. The older physicians, the older managers, the older trustees, you know, R. John Swanson, and some of those folks, you know, were, their time was sort of winding down, mm-hmm, and a new generation was coming along. So it was great fun to sort of grow up together. And I'm seeing that happen again right now, that there's a kind of a new generation, folks like Jamie and, you know,
Laura,
Laura Bryant, you know, and I could go on and on and on.
Lots of great people.
But lots of great people in leadership roles, Shauna, Crystal,
yeah,
you know, and so forth. Even Mike, you're still a kid, Mike. So so the people and that the longevity, so that's what I'm getting to ask about your question about, yeah, people. It's how they stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
What's so remarkable is how many people have spent years out there. I mean, just in the last 2 years, we've had several retirements that have gone, you know, 30 years.
Wow.
Plus.
People spending decades out there.
Yeah, spending, wow, their entire career,
yeah,
there. And that's really awesome. So, you know, we started rewarding that longevity with a gift of silver. It's kind of a long story. We've talked about it before, but, mm-hmm, back in the old days when we had X-ray film, part of the developing process left a byproduct of silver oxide, which was then smelted down into silver coins. So we've had these silver coins in the safe for a long, long, long time. Long time. And about 4 or 5 years ago, we decided that we would start using those coins as a reward for longevity. So if an individual retires from MCMH with greater than 25 years of service,
yeah,
yeah, the silver aspect, there's a formula for a gift of silver coins.
That's,
and, so that's really fun.
Yeah.
It rewards that longevity because we have so much of it. So that's the people side of,
mm-hmm,
it. You know, the other aspect of people is just their caring, right? These folks are healers. And so... I'm not a healer, right? I don't touch the sick,
right,
comfort the dying per se. But what I do is I get to take care of those people that do, mm-hmm, that job. So that's my mission, is to take care of them as best I can. They're the special ones.
Talk to me about the community. Ron Claver with me, by the way, from Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics. Over the last 40-ish years, talk to me about the community, the involvement with the hospital, because it takes the community.
Sure. The healthcare facility, the ability to, you know, have a vibrant and progressive hospital is, you know, like so many other basic community services. Think schools,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, essential services and so forth, you know. So having a strong healthcare organization is vital to the community. And I've always appreciated the community leaders here in Red Oak, Montgomery County, taking that very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to work with so many amazing board members over the years. And, you know, they're volunteer elected people who have a passion for making sure that our healthcare system is strong. So you've heard me say this many times on the radio, that as far as we can see into the future, think about that for a,
yeah,
minute. As,
yeah,
far as we can see into the future, should there be a hospital here? Yes, absolutely there should be. There should be a strong and healthy healthcare organization in this community, in this county, in this region. And the same goes for all of the hospitals in the area. as far as we can see into the future, we want them to be strong because that's how we get taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have accidents. Our bodies do get sick and break down, and we need care. So we should have that close to home. So that's the community support.
Mm-hmm.
And the visionary leaders that understand that and are dedicated to that, and then the community support. The fact that people will come to our facility to receive their care is really what makes it all work. So it's a sacred relationship between people who need care and people who give care. And so if we can foster that relationship so it works, then it's amazing.
Where are we going in the future, Mr. Claver? From here, I mean, we've talked about Mr. O'Neill will be taking over. This has been a very thoughtful process, I know, for a number of years.
Right.
So talk to me about where are we going in the future?
So my philosophy of how important healthcare organizations are, especially in a community hospital or community healthcare organization sense, is that the importance is so great that we must plan very smart and well. This is not about my ego at all. This is about the organizational health and well-being. And so one of my first orders of business in working with our trustees was to begin immediately on a succession plan to make sure that our leadership was strong and solid as far out as we could go, so that when my time was done, we had suitable, trained, and community-oriented leaders in place.
Yep.
So I think that's really important. And I look around, the landscape and see good, healthy, strong healthcare organizations doing that. A great example is Nebraska Methodist, the University of Nebraska, Unity Point. All of them have really smart succession plans mm-hmm. and leadership development plans. So we should do the same thing. We shouldn't just cast a net out there and see what the cat drags in.
Right, right.
We should do it thoughtfully and purposefully. So thankfully, the board supported that, and so here we are. So we have a new generation of leaders ready to pick up the mantle and carry on.
There have always been challenges. There will always be challenges, but with good leadership and great employees and the community involved, it's going to work.
Yeah, it's going to work.
Yeah.
The human condition is that, there's trouble.
That's it. I mean,
right? That's why we have healthcare, because things break and, but when we work together as a team and are dedicated to the cause, then, we can support each other, lift each other up, do good things, heal each other, comfort each other.
You see big things on the horizon for MCMH and clinics?
What I see is continued movement to outpatient services. I'm so proud of the number of specialty providers, physicians, advanced practice professionals, nurses, all of the folks that work in our specialty care,
mm-hmm.
they really complement our primary care. So it takes both, right? The primary care is your local physician, right? But then the specialty care is for those things like orthopedics, cardiology, urology, oncology. So we have such a great group of both. And I think if we can continue to attract the specialty physicians to complement our local primary care physicians, then we're going to do just fine.
Very good. Ron Claver with me, CEO of Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics. And last official interview as CEO.
Yep.
I plan on many more, though, Mr. Claver. I got to be honest with you. I plan on many more, so.
Oh,
interviews
okay.
Going through the years.
Yeah, we'll talk. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. This is home. And I've got other things to do. And so.
And are there events that we need to be aware of, Jamie, upcoming that we're inviting the community to?
Yes, absolutely. So this Friday, March 13th, we are having a celebration of community down at the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
So this this celebration is truly, it is about a transition, kind of past, present, future, but it's truly about a celebration of community. And the entire community and beyond is invited to join us this Friday at the Wilson from 5 to 8 p.m. We are going to have local artists there displaying their artists. We are going to have complimentary hors d'oeuvres provided by MCMH. We've got a little local band that's coming and sponsored by Ron and Kathy, who are coming to play some music. And I wouldn't be surprised if Ron also gets behind the drums on Friday night for a little bit.
Here we go.
So again, no pressure. Now you have to. But it'll be a great evening. It's truly an open house style. Come and go as you are. We invite everybody to come and just celebrate. Celebrate the past, the future, and come and chat, come and network. We'll have a lot of our employees there, a lot of leaders from around the region. Mike and Ron will both be there, our families, our friends, our community. And it truly is just come take a, if you've never been inside the Wilson, it's another opportunity. Come and check out the Wilson.
You bet.
Val and Candy down there have been so welcoming, and they are so excited to host this event as well. But, come and join us, bring a friend or two and, meet some of the new leaders that are stepping into
Absolutely.
These roles. And,
Absolutely.
Give your thanks to Ron, and we're so proud and we're so thankful for him and all his entire career. And we are also looking forward to what's next. So it's truly about that and about our community and how we all have to come together to continue our local healthcare and just our entire economic development as a Southwest Iowa
Absolutely.
Region. So come, please.
Yeah, that's really well said, Jamie. I appreciate that. And for all the listeners, it is really about celebrating MCMH. This is not strictly about me. I appreciate the need to, say goodbye, and that's important. But it's also about saying hello to Mike and the rest of the team. So a good chance to just focus on the hospital, the clinics, and celebrate. So should be fun.
Mr. Claver, so a couple of things.
Yeah.
You have a bunch of tables lined up in your woodworking shop to get
do.
After
yeah,
here?
Right.
Okay. I know that you have great plans for retirement, so.
Yeah, well, there's, the reference to music, so I still do that. And the woodworking is really fun, so I think we've talked before.
I've gotten a
lathe recently, and I've gotten into turning. That's great fun, and just other things. So, I've got stuff to do and just, hang out with family.
You
so
bet.
That'll be fun.
All right, Mr. Claver. Final thought.
Yeah.
Here.
So
I
have something for you. So you've been a tremendous friend of MCMH.
Thank you.
And so one of the things that I did several years ago was I had a coin minted for MCMH, and it's a special CEO coin of excellence. And so I'm presenting that to you, Aaron, for your friendship of MCMH and all you've done for us over the years.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that greatly.
You're welcome very much. You talked earlier about partnership and community and so forth. And so it's great fun to acknowledge people's contribution. And you and the team here, Jerry, Marilyn, and your lovely wife, everybody have done such a great job for us. You've given us space and time to do amazing things here, talk about what we do. And so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. So
thank you, Mr. Claver.
You're welcome, Aaron. All the best.
Make it a great day.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Make it a great day. Ron Claver and Jamie were just with us this morning from Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for an update on what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country.